Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with Chapter 15, Part 2, pages 623 and 624. Chapter 15, The Windows of the Mystical Temple, Part 2. Yet we are not ignorant of the fact that the most sure sign of predestination to heavenly glory is the eager and attentive hearing and fulfillment of the Word of God. Blessed, said Christ himself, are those who hear the Word of God and observe it. That's from Luke chapter 11, verse 28. Therefore, so that we may not be deprived of this blessing, Paul suggests not only to Timothy, but to all of the faithful, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the words of the faith and of the sound teaching you have followed. Avoid profane and silly myths. That's from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. But I add that we must avoid chatting, especially in the house of God, and especially at the time of a sermon. I would further add that we should not indeed present our ears to arguments and controversies that do not bring holiness and are not useful. Much more to be avoided are discourses and readings that not only lack any usefulness, but also cause greatest harm. Whoever teaches something different, I am not afraid to declare with the teacher of the Gentiles, is conceited, understanding nothing, and has a morbid disposition for arguments and verbal disputes. From these come envy, rivalry, insults, evil suspicions, and mutual friction among people with corrupted minds who are deprived of the truth. This is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. Finally, may I be allowed to set forth these words from the Most Holy Father Augustine concerning all the senses in order to avoid sensuality in which God is not found. I have wandered like a sheep that was lost. The one is speaking who once was weak, seeking you outside, namely God, who are within. And I toiled greatly seeking you outside of myself, yet you dwell in me. If, however, I would desire you, I have walked all around the streets and squares of the city of this world in search of you, but did not find you, because I unsuccessfully sought outside what was within. I sent my messengers, all my exterior senses, to seek you, but I did not find you, because I was seeking you wrongly. And so let us rather learn to seek God through the death of the senses, and we shall find him. They die when they are directed wisely, when such things are removed from them by which brute animals themselves are attracted. Then, when the animal man dies, the spiritual one will arise, who, having found in himself God as his possession, will sweetly repeat with Paul, I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me. That's from Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. St. Stanislaus tells us here that we are on the path to heaven when we eagerly listen to the Word of God. We can ask the Holy Spirit to help us to be attentive to God's Word and to put it into practice. There are many false teachers out there who want to lead us astray with what they say will make us happy, but true and lasting happiness will come from God alone. So opening our hearts and our ears to the Word of God is the key to finding this lasting happiness. We are easily distracted during Mass, during a homily, when we pray. The evil one knows that God wants to shape us and to form us during these times, so he will work overtime to undermine God's plans for us. We ought to come a bit early to Mass to prepare our hearts to be open to hear what God wants to say to us. The evil one also wishes to divide us, So he will lead us into arguments and controversies. He has many ways of getting us off course. St. Paul teaches us all the bad fruits that come from such things. St. Augustine wrote about his youth. He lived a sensual life, but was searching for truth and searching for God in the things of the world. He finally discovered that he had been looking for God in the wrong places. God was waiting for him in his heart. And St. Augustine was only baptized as an adult. So God was giving him graces even before he was baptized, thanks to the prayers of his mother, St. Monica, and because St. Augustine was searching for the truth, he found it. He found Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Now finally, St. Stanislaus at the end of this chapter talks about the death of the senses. Obviously, we cannot close down our senses completely, but we can turn off social media sometimes. We can limit the intake and the constant stimulus that comes to us from outside. We can close our eyes to pray sometimes, to seek Jesus. I'm recording this podcast on the feast of St. John Paul II. And when he would travel all over the world, there would be thousands and thousands of people waiting for him and longing to see him. And he would smile and he would wave to them, etc. But when he would get to the venue for the Mass, even if there were thousands of people in front of him, he was not distracted. He would close his eyes and he would find God within. And he was a beautiful example for us of closing down the senses to find God.